A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went up the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And they were about to part from him, and Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying, and while he was still speaking, the cloud came and a shadow cast over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. And then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." And after the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. On Facebook yesterday, I saw some pictures of one-year-old Evan climbing a large rock on the top of some mountain in Maine, and he and his parents were prone on the ground afterwards, exhausted. Tabor is a good-sized mountain. I remember the zigs and zags of the road to the top. It's no wonder the apostles were tired and overcome by sleep. Jesus was praying, and then suddenly Peter, James, and John became fully awake, which meant aware of the presence of God in and with Jesus on the mountain. They saw Moses, Elijah. They heard the voice from the cloud. There was truly fear of the Lord, awe, and wonder. But in truth, what happened was that Jesus' prayer life was opened up to them on the mountain. The law, the prophets, knowing the voice, "This is my chosen son, listen to him." The exodus, which would lead to a promised land, a new life. What if today we were to open the book of our prayer, our relationship with God? Say to even three of our best friends. What would they come to know in the way in which God's word to Jesus was God's word to you, to me? "This is my chosen one. Listen." What would they come to know of God through us? What does your life proclaim?